Okay, Chevra. So one of the things that happens as we learn more in life is that certain assumptions that we've been making our entire life begin to become questioned. And I think my entire life, I always thought that, yeah, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Kriya Shema, no? Did anyone question this in their entire lives? Like, never, right? Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. This is like the big one, most fundamental one I could tell you right after we convert someone. Usually we say, make Birchas HaTorah, say Kriya Shema. Like, you know, this is what you want to do. It's like, of course it's d'oraisa. The Torah says, b'shach b'chav kumecha, right? You have to say Shema, v'hayad rama ilah shanuch mitzavcha hayom alavavecha. Right, it really sounds like it's a d'oraisa. Nonetheless, Tosfos seems a bit uncertain as to whether Kriya Shema is d'oraisa or not. Before we get to our Tosfos on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, Tosfos on Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. What does Tosfos on Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph say about this, Chevra? Tosfos on Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph says it's Rabbanan. How do you know that? Like, tell me what Tosfos said.
In the Mishnah, we're talking about maybe like things that are left out of the list. Well, maybe if you had a Havamina that the things on the list are only Deraita and not Derabanan, but we have issues with maybe Tefillah and Shema or Derabanan.
Right. So that Tosfos is really a collector's item, no? Because not only is Tosfos entertaining the idea that Kriya Shema is Derabanan and that Tefillah is Derabanan, Tosfos says, oh yeah, that's really what we hold, no? That's really wild and crazy, but that's Tosfos on Lamed Beis and Aleph in Sota. Okay, got it. Tosfos on Lamed Beis and Beis in Sota goes to town, and Tosfos tries to bring 1,000 rayas that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. And maybe it's short of 1,000, maybe it's like 730, whatever it is. Tosfos tries to bring rayas that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. What are some of Tosfos's rayas that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa?
Without how to say it is based on the pasuk.
Right, right. The question is, how do I translate the words b'shach b'chav kumecha? Mindy was a member of the Shir.
Yeah.
Former ancient history.
Yeah.
In Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so Tosfos is bringing many rayas that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. Abigail mentioned one raya is the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud. There's a machlokes be Shammai Beis Hillel about the proper posture for Kriya Shema. No, do I assume b'shach b'cha uf kumecha? That night you say Kriya Shema lying down, and during the day you say Kriya Shema standing up. Beis Hillel says no. B'shach b'cha kumecha means like when you go to bed and when you wake up. So it doesn't have to do with posture. But everyone is saying it has to do with Kriya Shema. So Tosfos says, you see from that Gemara that Kriya Shema is that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. What other rayas does Tosfos have that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa?
Kriya versus Kavana,
right? That's a Gemara Daf Yud Gimel, no? Ad ka mitzvahs Kriya, mikan ve'elach mitzvahs Kavana, Kriya u'Kavana. The Gemara basically seems to be saying that there is a d'oraisa, that you have to have Kavana for Kriya Shema. It's d'oraisa. What other rayas are that Tosfos has?
This one.
Our Gemara is pretty basic. There's a machlokas. Do you say that Kriya Shema has to be said kichzava? That's what we spoke about last time, the sheet of Rebbe, which seems like you have to say Kriya Shema in Lashon Kodesh, or Daisun Kriya Shema B'chol Lashon. And that machlokas is based on how do I read the psukim? Is it based on the word Shema, or is it based on the word V'hayu? No? V'hayu B'hava Yosin Yehu. So, again, we see that there's a din d'oraisa that you say Kriya Shema, because they're fighting over psukim. Tosfos also, this one is a teeny bit tucked away in the middle. Tosfos brings a raya from like the first piece of Gemara in Shas. No? The Mishnah says, Mimasai korin shema ba'arvin. So the Gemara asks, Tana hechakai duktani me'imasai. Right? The first Gemara asks, Me'imasai, you're asking a question. When do you start saying Shema at night? Frek the Gemara. Right, before you ask me when you start saying Shema, ask me, do you have to say Shema?
It's interesting that that's not sourced.
What?
It's interesting that
that is Well, it is sort of on the side, right? Stoma de Gemara Nami Hasam Parech. It says on the side of the Gemara Beis Amar Aleph. No, you don't have that in your Gemara.
I have a little tat. Maybe that's where that tat comes from. Yeah.
Hmm?
It's just weird that the other ones are like in.
The other ones, the source is inside the Tosis. I have no idea why that is. That's probably like a printer's thing. But basically, Tosis is bringing a raya from the first lines in Shas. It's like the first thing you have to know is that Kriya Shema is Deraisa. Because the Gemara says, what's the Tana? How can the Tana ask, from when you say Shema, how do you know that you say Shema? The Gemara answers, well, the Tana is going akrakai. The pasuk says ubashach b'cha uvkumecha. So you see that Kriya Shema is. You see that Kriya Shema is Dereisa. That's what you see from all of these Gemaras. Tosfos has another raya from a Gemara Daf Tazayin. The Gemara in Stam Gemara in this framework is Brachos. The Gemara has a raya. Tosfos has a raya from Brachos Tazayin. What does it say in Brachos Tazayin? There's an unbelievable Gemara, actually. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to go on Facebook when you're at work, no? Isn't that for Farish and Brachos Daf Tazayin? And you think I'm absolutely crazy, but I'm totally right about this one. Because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that workers are not allowed to take away unnecessary time from the Balabayas. So a worker, if she has to do a mitzvah d'rabbanon, we say don't do it. No, keep on working. You have to do a mitzvah d'raisa. So then we say, okay, you're allowed to be mevatel from the work for the Baal Bayis to do a mitzvah d'raisa. Now, it says that the po'alim, the workers who are working, they say Kriya Shema and they make the brachas beforehand. When they eat, they say Birchas HaMazon. The Birchas HaMazon that they say is slightly truncated, that they don't say the bracha of Hatova HaMeitiv, and they combine brachas number 2 and 3 in benching. That implies that Kriya Shema is Doraisa. Because the fact that the workers are allowed to take work time off from work to say Kriya Shema, and by the way, it sounds like Kriya Shema with the brachos, which we'll have to talk about in a few minutes, but the fact that they take time off to say Kriya Shema, that indicates that Kriya Shema is Doraisa, because the reason they don't say Hatova HaMeitiv is because that's a special takana in Yavne. That's the Rabbonon. It could be everything else that they have to say is the Doraisa. The same thing about a Gemara by Baal Keri, Tosis says. Beautiful. But then Tosis is bothered by the Kasha, from a statement of Shmuel, and Abigail like actually decided to open the Gemara and look at not just Abigail, the whole table in the back.
You sourced it.
I sourced it. So you open the Gemara and like Shmuel, like Shtetin is Shmuel. Who is Shmuel? And like you keep on listening on the footnote on the side of like the brand new Ozra Hadi Gemara, it says, yeah, according to many of the Rishon, the Girsa is Shmuel. Some Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, which is Tosis's Girsa. Basically, Shmuel is assuming that Kriya Shema is Derabbanan. So now, we have a few basic problems to deal with. First of all, how is it possible that Kriya Shema is Derabbanan? I have a million sources that Kriya Shema is Doraisa. Second of all, it's the same question. Is there any way to refute these sources? All the sources that we brought that Kriya Shema is Doraisa, the opinion which Tosis sticks with on Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, Tosis on Lamed Beis Amar Beis basically, I don't know how to say this in English, Tosis blibes Shver. Tosis remains with difficulty as to whether Kriya Shema is Doraisa Derabbanan Lamed Beis Amar Beis. But Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, Tosis says Kriya Shema is Derabbanan, how on earth can we square that with the 9 million Gemaros that we quoted? Sarah had her hand up first. Yeah.
Just a question, the bottom of the whole Asnachta piece, I feel like it's almost like Tosfos saying, like, oh, well, maybe you could say they're Derabbanan because all the Pesukim that are put are just Asnachta, then he repeats that because he says, because when he says, the ancient Tanakh Gemara Ledeg, it's not all Asnachta.
Right. So, meaning, maybe it's all Derabbanan's and I, the Gemara quotes Psukim, right? So Tosis himself themselves are trying to resolve all these Gemaras. That even though we quote Pasuk B'shach B'chov Kumecha in terms of the pastrin, in terms of the timing, maybe it really means Midrabanan. But Tosis says, well, one second, it's not reasonable to be medayik so much on Drabanan. So let's take our Gemara. Our Gemara basically says, okay, according to the Chachamim, Shema is b'chol lashon based on the word Shema, right? Shema b'chol lashon shata shomea. The Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi do with the word Shema? Right? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says that's in biblical Hebrew because of v'hayu, right? Well, what does the Chachamim do with v'hayu? If it's all asmachtas d'rabbanon, the Gemara wouldn't get involved in the boxing match. What do you do with this? What do you do with that? That's what Tosis means over there. The ein shitas haGemara ladaye kolkach al asmachta. It's not normal in the Gemara that we would make such diyukim if it's only an asmachta. Right? So, why are we going back and forth and getting involved in the boxing match? Yeah. Abigail.
Are there only two levels, Darabanan and Daraita, or is it Asmachta somewhere in between?
Okay, so, there is a famous Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes Vav, where the Ritva says that sometimes you can have something which is a din d'rabbanan, but the asmachta is such a good asmachta that we treat it like d'oraisas to some extent. For example, the pasuk in a couple of places says v'yodav lo shataf b'mayim. They didn't wash their hands with water. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Vav says from here you see there's a din d'tilas yadayim. Well, that seems to be exactly what the pasuk means, right? So the Ritva says yeah, cases like that are an asmach, that's a din d'rabbanan, but we really know that Hashem wants us to do it. It's really Ritzono Shalkadosh Baruch Hu, because the fact that God gives such a good hint, you know? Sometimes people leave hints that, you know, you have to read into it, and sometimes the hint is like in big, gigantic neon letters right in front of you. So the Ritva says, when the hint is like in gigantic neon letters, so then to some extent, it's a d'rabbanan, because you could interpret the pasuk otherwise, but we know Hashem wants it, so we'll treat it like a d'oraisa for certain sfeikos and the like. So yes, there can be in-between levels, and if I'm reading into your statement correctly, you're saying, well, maybe that's exactly what's going on by Kriya Shema.
Sure.
Right? In other words, like to interpret, to say Perish Abigail, right? So the pshat might be that of course, there's a million psukim for Kriya Shema being Dairai. So maybe I could dray out of the psukim. Maybe if I have like enough thumbs and I twist them the right or the wrong way, I could say, oh, the pasuk really means it's Drabanan. But the fact that you have to dray zach so much to show that it's Drabanan indicates that the pashtus is it's Dairai. So, and even if it's Drabanan, maybe it's a stronger Drabanan. It's a drabonon that will be treated to some extent with d'oraisa. Similarly, there's an idea called divrei kabbalah. No? Divrei kabbalah are things which are mefurash in psukim, in nevim, and ksuvim. Right? Leining Megillas Esther. Right? Is divrei kabbalah. At least leining Megillas Esther during the day. Leining Megillas Esther at night, but might be entirely midrabonon during the day. The Rishonim assume it's Divrei Kabbalah, so we treat it a shtickle like it's a d'oraisa. So maybe that's what's going on over here. But for some reason, the Mefarshim don't say that, and the Mefarshim over here, the Rishonim, seem to be setting up a binary. Is it d'oraisa or is it d'rabbanan? That seems to be the way it works, but I agree with you, it would certainly be possible to have our cake and eat it, to say it's d'rabbanan, but we treat it very seriously.
The Makianto, so it's going to just be
that we don't hold a shulam. Yeah, so why? So again, I don't know why it can't be. Most Rishonim say we don't like Shmuel, right? The Rif and the Rush paskin against Shmuel, but for some reason Tosfos on Amud Aleph seems to paskin like Shmuel. I don't know. You're asking why doesn't Tosfos just dismiss basically the only real Shita that's the Rabbanon is Shmuel.
Right.
So why does Tosis not just dismiss Shmuel as being out of hand? So I'm not 100% sure, but I think that would only beg the question. In other words, I have a million sources that sound like Kriyat Shma is Daraisa, so Shmuel also knew how to learn. What did Shmuel do with all of those Gemaras? Or all the Shitos of Tanoim? Right? That might be what Tosis is getting at more than just a blanket stira. How could it be that Shmuel says Kriyat Shma is de Rabbanon when it goes against like all the Tanoim that we listed? Ms. Sarah, I'm going to get the name wrong, so I'm not going to say it. You had a hand up a minute ago.
No, I was going to talk about
Asmachtas.
Yeah.
But similar to what Abigail was saying, or?
No, just like the question.
Yeah?
That Asmachtas don't seem to work. Like, I don't know.
Why don't the Asmachtas work? What do you mean?
Because of how far-fetched it is. Like, I don't know. I'll have a good answer.
Okay. But so Tosis has these really big problems. Now, the Shagas Arya in the famous Tshuva, when I was a kid. So everyone, is there a thing, by the way, as like a bat mitzvah pshetel? Or is it only like a bar mitzvah pshetel? There is?
And like a
pshetel is that you give like a mini shiur at your bar mitzvah.
No, in my shul, I mean, it's a smaller team, but like, so it works, but the rabbi of the shul learns every bar bat mitzvah kid to prepare like for them for years.
And they prepare like a, and they prepare like a real sugya.
Yeah.
Right? Every, so again, like,
I mean, I'm a 12-year-old age. But.
No, yeah, it's 12. No, it's not just like to say it's Dvar Torah on the parasha, but to, like, to learn a sugya and to develop it somewhat.
Maybe not that.
I mean, you're learning for your bat
mitzvah. Right. I mean, I learned with my daughters for their bat mitzvah. I learned, one of my daughters, I learned Chamesh Megillus. The other one I learned Mishlei, my third daughter. We have to decide what to learn. She's 10. We have to come up with like some sort of plan. But... you know, the pshetel idea is a little different. I mean, it used to be that a bar mitzvah boy would like give a whole shiur in Yiddish that only the bar mitzvah boy and his rebbe understood. That was like the grand tradition of Judaism.
That's not a thing for bar mitzvah boys either. Like,
it's not a thing for bar mitzvah boys either in our communities. I agree. When I was growing up, though, so everyone's bar mitzvah pshetel was about a Shagas Aryeh. Like, that's what, like, the standard thing. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Ginsberg wrote the Tshuva Shagas Aryeh, 17th century. Basically, he wrote very long essays to deal with major questions. And the first two simonim in the Shagas Aryeh, Simon Aleph and Simon Beis, are about whether Kriya Shma is Daraisa D'Rabbanan. My Bar Mitzvah Pshetel was about the dinim of Hesach Hadas and Tefillin, which is like a Shagas Aryeh Simon Chof or something. Whatever it is. That's... so Shagas Aryeh argues that it's really not possible that Kriya Shema is Derabbanan. It can't be. And the Torah says, B'shach b'chov kumecha v'ahu adrama eila. Like, it sounds like it is the...
Torah in general.
What? So the answer is, so what does it mean that it's about Torah in general? What does it mean B'shach b'chov kumecha is about Torah in general?
You have to be, it's a
Torah.
It doesn't necessarily mean you have to read
Kriya. So you have to learn Torah. But the Shagas Aryeh wants to say a little more than Yusarit. Shagas Aryeh says, maybe there's a mitzvah to learn Torah morning and night, and you get to choose what you want to learn. But there's a din derabbanan that you have to learn this particular section of Torah. That's the Shagas Aryeh's basic argument. And therefore, the Shagas Aryeh even maintains that this phantom shita of Shmuel, that you don't have to repeat Safek Kara Kriya Shema Safek Lo Kara, that you don't have to say Shema again. You know why not? Because we know that you learned some Torah that day. If you learned some Torah and you have a Shaila, did I say Shema? We say, you know what? You fulfilled, you discharged your obligation, that you're Yotzei Min HaTorah, you learned some Torah. There's a Din D'Rabbanan to say Kriya Shema. to say these psukim. But the other opinion is, no, no, no. And it seems to be the way we paskin. No, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, not just to learn Torah, but the mitzvah d'oraisa is to recite these particular psukim. Now, on a certain fundamental level, that's actually a very big machlokas when you think about it. Because it's not like we hold that there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to learn Torah in the morning and at night. But we hold that we are fulfilling that mitzvah d'oraisa specifically with these psukim. There's a number of rayas. I don't want to go in this direction. We're just going to throw it out there. There's a number of rayas that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is fundamentally not a mitzvah. I think Abigail asked last time, how come it's called Kriya Shema? And I don't know the answer, but I will compound the problem because it's not really Kriya, it's really Limud. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is that I'm supposed to learn Torah. And learning Torah means learn Torah. It means you gotta shakol and you gotta read the Tosfos, right? That's learning Torah. So, and that's why, for example, the Gemara in Menachos discusses what's the bare minimum of Talmud Torah that a person has to learn every day. Menachos Tzadites, right? The fellow, I always thought this guy was like a big chutzpinyak. He's like, oh, someone like me who knows Kala Tera Kula, am I allowed to learn like Greek philosophy? Ha 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 ha. You know, like, and they say, right, basically, oh, find a time that's neither day nor night, right? That's the beginning of the Gemara. Then the Gemara discusses what's like Yisabo Yom and Balayla mean, and the Gemara says that either mitzvah to say to Am HaAretz or usher to say to Am HaAretz that you can fulfill the mitzvah Talmud Torah, the bare minimum, with saying Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is fundamentally a mitzvah of learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to bracket our days with Torah. You bracket your day with Torah, that means that you fill the rest of it in. So Torah becomes the core of our lives. So everyone holds that Torah is supposed to bracket our day. The question is it Torah in general, or is it this specific part of Torah, that this specific part of Torah, Shema, Bahayam, Shemoah, etc., that part is what's supposed to bracket our day? That's the machlokas, whether Kriya Shema is D'oraisa or D'rabbanan. Good. Now, we paskin, Kriya Shema is D'oraisa. How much of Shema is D'oraisa, though? What?
One line.
Who says that?
Rabbi Meir?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure. So, basically, anything that you're going to say will be right. Sarah?
Also, isn't Vayomer also D'oraisa because of...
So, Vayomer is clearly D'oraisa because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara basically, even according to the opinion that Kriya Shema is D'rabbanan, but if you have a suffix, whether you said MS V'yatziv, you have to repeat it, no? Because that's D'oraisa. Why is that D'oraisa? Because you have to say some Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you would be Yotze that with Vayomer as well, right? That seems to be clear in the Gemara. But let's just, anything that you'll say as to whether Kriya Shema is D'oraisa or D'rabbanan, if you, Tehillah sends out these things, so I could like follow along. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Nun Ches, so the Aruch HaShulchan begins that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah min haTorah to say it twice a day, in the morning and at night. The Rambam counts it as minyan hamitzvah. Zehu das rov rabosenu. Va'af hasorin the Kriya Shema D'rabbanan. Modim gam king sheish chiyav u'mitzvah sase min haTorah likros b'shach b'chukmecha. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan basically says exactly what we said before from the Shagas Aryeh, and in the brackets he says, this is the Shagas Aryeh. Right, so that's kind of, by the way, there's someone else named the Shagas Aryeh in Jewish history. I think the Taz had an uncle who was a Sabbatean, who gave a gift to Shabtai Tzvi, assumed that he was Mashiach. And this uncle of the Taz wrote a book called Shagas Aryeh. It's not our Shagas Aryeh, but like some of the historians like make this mistake. the timing doesn't, it's just not correct, but whatever. Okay, that's only fun if you like read the history books. So the Aruch HaShulchan basically says that some assume the first pasuk is Deoraisa. Some assume the first parasha is Deoraisa. Some assume even Vahaya Im Shamoa is Deoraisa. But I get the impression from the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Kriya Shema Halacha Aleph and Beis that all three parashios are Deoraisa. Now, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Now, who says that the first pasuk alone is Deoraisa? So the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel in Brachas tells a story that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was like very busy saying Shi'urim all the time. And they say, oh, we never saw Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi say Kriya Shema. So he basically said, what do you mean? You never saw him say Kriya Shema. The moment he like puts his hand around his eyes, he's like saying Kriya Shema at that moment. Aye, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim? So they say, every day when he gave shir, he found some way of including a halacha about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rashba there writes on Daf Yud Gimel in Brachos that what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is doing is that he's only saying the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he did it really quickly, and that's how he got the mitzvah Deoraisa of Kriya Shema, because it doesn't take that long to say one pasuk, and the mitzvah Deoraisa, says the Rashba, is only to say one pasuk. The Pnei Yehoshua over there on Daf Yud Gimel jumps up and down, he spits wood and nickels, and he says, what do you mean? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi feels that saying all of Kriya Shema is Deoraisa, but sometimes, pardon the expression, we have certain mitzvahs that trump other mitzvahs, no? So if you have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah Barabim, right? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is saying a shir. Presumably his shir was well attended. He had lots of Talmidim sitting around. So yes, there's a mitzvah deraisa to say Kriya Shema. To say all three parashios of Kriya Shema, Naneach Shekein. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, no, but my mitzvah of Talmud Torah Birabim beats that mitzvah. That's the way the Pnei Yehoshua is Doche. To say the Rabbeinu Yonah writes on that Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi actually said the first parasha of Kriya Shema, and the whole first parasha is Deoraisa. The raya that the first and second parasha have to be Deoraisa is as follows. The Gemara asks Akasha, why does the first parasha of Kriya Shema come first and the second parasha come second? So you're supposed to say Kabbalas Omach HaShemayim before Kabbalas Om Mitzvos, no? If you don't believe in God, so doing mitzvahs is meaningless. So first you have to have Kabbalas Omach HaShemayim. You explain to yourself, you affirm to yourself that there is a Hashem. And afterwards you have Kabbalas Om Mitzvos. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara's question is, why does Shema come before Vahayam Shemoa? So many of the Mefarshim, Pnei Yehoshua jumps up and down, and he says, one second, maybe Shema comes before Vahayim Shemoa, because Shema, the first parasha of Shema, is Deraisa. And Vahayim Shemoa is the second parasha of Shema. Maybe that's only Derabbanan. And Deraisa has come before Derabbanan's. Whew, not bad. Elamai, you see, that the parasha of Vahayim Shemoa also is Deraisa. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that there's no such rule in Judaism that Deraisas have to come before Derabbanan's, no? This comes up all the time. During the summer. So you have a Shabbos Seuda pretty early, no? And you ate a good meal, a full meal. Birchas HaMazon when you eat Kedei Svi is Deraisa. But it's a summertime, or Pesach until Shavuos. You have to count Svira. Svira is Derabbanan. Which one do you do first? Do you say Kriya Shema? Do you say, excuse me? Yeah, you also have Kriya Shema in that case, no? Because you daven Ma'ariv too early.
When you said pretty early, you mean pretty late?
Well, the summer, you davened, you made early Shabbos.
Oh.
And then the meal finishes, and you have three things that you got to do. Sfiras HaOmer, Birchas HaMazon, Kriya Shema. Which ones do you do first? It's like a real hard test, no? Do I assume that Deraisas go before Derabbanans? And therefore what? Kriya Shema is Deraisa for sure, at least part of it. Birchas HaMazon, well, it depends how much you ate, but it's Deraisa. Sfira Omer we paskin is Dirabbanan. That's why at the end of Sfira we say Harachamun Hu Yachzir Lanu Avodas Beis HaMikdashim Korma. That since the Korban HaBayis, we don't have a Korban HaOmer, so Sfira HaOmer is Dirabbanan. So do I assume that Dirabbanans come after Dairaisas? Do I say that there's no such rule that Dirabbanans have to come after Dairaisas? That the Pnei Yoshua over here is saying, well, you see that the second parasha of Kriya Shema is Dairaisa, because if it would be Dirabbanan, of course, the first parasha is Dairaisa, has to come before the second parasha, which is Dirabbanan. There's a million sources that I gave you on this question as to whether Kriya Shema is Dairaisa or Dirabbanan. But let's just talk about two quick sources. Or two nafgaminas. You know, the first Rashi and the Shas. Rashi and all the Rishonim bothered by Akasha, that the Mishnah says that you can't say Kriya Shema until Mishosh HaKohen Nichnasim L'chol B'Trumasan, which Miyasum means Tzei Sakai Chavim, no? So the Rishonim are all bothered by Akasha, it's like a stira. We don't do that. We say Kriya Shema too early. That's the question the Rishonim ask, no? And Rashi answers, the first Rashi in Shas. He says, oh, don't worry about that, because everyone fulfills the mitzvah of Kriya Shema when they say Kriya Shema Shal Hamita. And Rashi writes, what did they say is Kriya Shema Shal Hamita? The first parasha. In other words, they're yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema by saying the first parasha of Shema. According to Rashi, only the first parasha is Dairaisa. Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Brachos has, I think, four questions on Rashi. And you get an impression from Tosfos that what Tosfos is getting at is that all of the parashios are Dairaisa. That would mean, if you hold that all the parashios are Dairaisa, and you daven early Meiriv, what do you have in your Seder? And I daven Lubavitch. So, one of my friends has been Lubavitch like seven generations, Nebuch. But, in your Seder, do you say only the first parasha of Shema, Kriya Shema Shel Hamita? You say all the parashios?
The first parasha.
Just the first, right? Standard Seder is that you only say the first parasha of Kriya Shema, no? If you hold like the Arech HaShulchan, according to the Rambam, all three parashios are Dairaisa. So you should really say all three parashios for Kriya Shema Shel Hamita.
Only if you say
it. Because, well, we're worried that maybe you're going to have davened too early. So as a precautionary measure, you should always say all three parashios.
No, but the Siddur does say that if you're not going to get to Kriya Shema for Shachri before Zman Kriya Shema, then at Le'olam you should say all three.
So at Le'olam, Yehei Adam Yirei Shamayim. So the Rishonim, the Ramah quotes there in Shulchan Aruch, I give this to you in the sources, that you should not only say Shema, you should also say Baruch Shem Kvo Malchuso. Because maybe you won't get to Kriya Shema within the Zman.
No, this,
it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbeinu Peretz says, say Shema with Baruch Shem. Art Scroll improved on the Shulchan Aruch, right? And Art Scroll says, if you're not going to make Kriya Shema Bizman, you should say all three parashios. Yeah, I'm just reading what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Vav Se'if Tes. Tov lomar b'shachris achar shema Yisrael baruch shem kvo machuso la'olam va'ed ki lefa'amim shohem in kriya shema l'krosa shelo bizmana v'yotze bazeh. You get an impression from the Ramah and Simen Mem Vav that you fulfill the mitzvah with Pasuk Rishon and Baruch Shem. Pasuk Rishon and Baruch Shem, you fulfill the mitzvah. Min HaTorah.
Where does Baruch Shem even come?
So Baruch Shem comes from Midrashim, Gemara's in Pesachim. There's no Pasuk in Chumash of Baruch Shem Kavon. Yaakov Avinu, all the Shvatim are gathered around, and yeah, that's the Gemara. Okay.
But it's added into Kriya Shema in Pesachim?
So the Gemara in Pesachim, I don't remember. It's like Daf Mem, I don't remember. I'd have to look it up again. I don't remember if the Gemara says that we have to say it with Kriya Shema. I don't remember. What's the source of Baruch Shem is integrated that you only fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? I have to remember that. I don't know. Other sources are interesting. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Safek kara kriya shma, Safek lo kara. What do you do? Do we pass on Shema's Dairaisa Drabanan? Doraisa. So therefore you say it again. Says Shulchan Aruch, Chozer v'korei, Umevarech lefaneho la'achareha. You make the brachos. Why do you make the brachos? And this, we were medayik this from the Gemara about the Po'alim also, no? That the workers say Kriyishma and they make the brachos. Why do you make the brachos? Well, Chore, even if Kriyishma is Doraisa, the brachos are Drabanon.
Well, the bracha after is Doraisa because it's Zechariah's Mitzrayim.
Well, I got Zechariah's Mitzrayim when I said the third parasha. I said Vayomer. Once I said Vayomer, the bracha after is not Doraisa, right? You're saying MSV Yasef is Doraisa, but only if I didn't say Vayomer. So why is it that when I repeat Shema based on the suffix, how come I say the brachos also? So Rav Soloveitchik in one of the Yartzei Shirim developed this whole idea about thematically the brachos represent what all the parashos of Shema represent. That's a drasha. But halacha lemaisa, yeah.
Why can't you say that if there's a suffix, if you said Shema, then your bracha don't... It's not that you need to repeat the bracha for the Kriya Shema's sake, you need to repeat the bracha for the bracha's sake.
Sefarshi?
No, I don't know if it makes any sense, but...
You might be saying something really good. You might not. We'll find out.
That the brachot don't exist without Kriyat Shema. So the second you get rid of Kriyat Shema, it's like you didn't say the brachot either. So,
but why can't I say Shema? Think about it. In the morning, right? So I'm worried that the tzibur won't make Kriyat Shema with the brachos. So no one says that by La'olam you should say Birchas Kriya Shema Shema, right? No one says that you should do a speed job. Right? Obviously I could say Shema and get the Mitzvah Shema without the brachos. So how come when I have a suffix, I say Shema with the brachos? So the answer probably has something to do with this. I think we spoke about this last semester a little bit. When I say that suffik d'oraisa lahachmir, what does that mean? Does suffik d'oraisa lahachmir mean that because I have a suffik, so therefore we view it like you vadai did not get the mitzvah? Or do I assume that suffik d'oraisa lahachmir means, you know what, you have a suffik, we're not sure, so in order to cover your bases, do the mitzvah again. Right, we discuss this with suffix sota, in the context of is a suffix sota who's asura, suffix avade. Does that mean that we know for sure she was nivala, or does suffix sota mean you know what, we'll treat you that way like you're nivala? We could say the same thing by every suffix doraisa. Is suffix doraisa that I have to be machmir? Does that mean that mikoach the suffix a machmir? Then we say you know what. It's a d'oraisa, cover your bases, make sure you're yotze. Or do I say, no. Suffik d'oraisa lahachmir means that we know for sure that you did not do the mitzvah. We know for sure you did not say Kriya Shema. Why? Because since there's a suffik, so we know for sure that it didn't happen. Until you trigger that you for sure were yotze, we assume you for sure were not yotze. If that's the case, that suffik d'oraisa lahachmir means that we know for sure you didn't say Kriya Shema in this case. So then, if I know for sure I didn't say Kriya Shema, of course I have to say Kriya Shema with the brachos, no? Our question is, how come, right, the Po'alim, how come they say Shema, well, actually, it won't help with the Po'alim. How come in the case of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Zayin, when you have a suffix if you say Shema, how come you have to say Shema with the brachos? Why do I need the brachos? Answer is, I say Shema with the brachos because since it's a suffix, that means that we know you were not Yotze. If we know you were not Yotze, so we know that you have to say the brachos also. Rav Schachter likes to quote, what's the source in Judaism that Safik D'Oraisa Lahachmir? You ever thought about this?
Yeah.
Where in the Torah does it say Safik Daraisa
Lahachmir? Last semester, that was the whole sugya. Is that rule itself Darabanan or is the rule itself Darabanan?
So we discussed the machlokas between the Rambam and the rest of Judaism. Maybe Safik Daraisa Lahachmir is a din Darabanan, Nachon. If it's a din Darab last semester, right? I apologize for those who missed out on the share last semester, Nebuch, but
we did this in NMY.
Okay. So there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid versus the rest of Judaism, right? We saw that the Ravid in Hilchos Kelayim agrees with the Rambam, but whether Safek Doraisa L'chumer Zedin Doraisa or Din Darabanan, if it's Zedin Darabanan, so in the Chanami, there's no source in the Torah that Safek Doraisa L'Hachmir. It could be that Safek Doraisa L'Hachmir has no source in the Torah because you don't need a source. Hashem says, do this. You're not sure if you did it. Well, you have to do it. Hashem said, do it. No? It could be that there's no pasuk in the Torah to teach me that Safik Dereis Allah Hachmir, because you don't need one. Rav Shechter likes to quote that the Sefer Charedim has an understanding that the pasuk of Uvacharta Bachayim teaches me that Safik Dereis Allah Hachmir. Choose life. What does that mean? I tell my kids all the time, you know what? It's your decision. You don't want to go to school today. It's your decision. Okay. Realize that there are going to be consequences of this decision. You know, you shouldn't make good decisions. No, isn't that like an appropriate thing? V'charta b'chayim, make good decisions. Well, part of making good decisions is, the Mishnah writes in Avos, histalek min hasafik. No? Avoid sfeikos. So maybe the source of Safek Doraisa L'Hachmir is that Hashem is telling us, make a good choice. U'vacharta b'chayim. You're not sure? Right? Err on the side of caution. If that's the pshat, that it comes from u'vacharta b'chayim and erring on the side of caution, so in the cha'ora, that would mean that Safek Doraisa L'Hachmir is mikoyach Safek, not mikoyach Vadai. Hashem is telling us, avoid the suffix. It doesn't mean that we know for sure you didn't do it. The first approach that, or again, not the Rambam's approach, but the first approach after the Rambam would say, oh, Hashem says do this, you better know for sure that you do it, until you know for sure that you do it, that you did it, maybe you didn't do it. That would sound like it's a din vadai. But if you hold like the Sefer Charedim, who's learning from Uvacharta B'chayim, that sounds more like it's a din mikayach safek, not a din mikayach vaday. So again, what we I'm just look at the sources to see if there's anything big that we missed. So, is there anything big that we missed? I don't know. Basically, halacha l'maaseh, we assume that Kriya Shema is Kriyashma Zedin Doraisa, and there are opinions, however, that's a Din Darabanan. If it's a Din Doraisa, how much of Kriyashma Doraisa is unclear, right? And there seem to be different minhagim as well. The standard Siddur that has the first parasha of Shema sounds like that's the Doraisa, which is what Rashi says on Daf Beis. The standard Siddur, though, that just says that in the morning, by La'olam, you say Shema and maybe Baruch Shem. Sounds like it's only the first Pasuk, right? Are there any indications from our standard life that the first two parashios of Doraisa, the first three parashios? I don't know. But Halacha L'maaseh, I think we assume that all three parashios, at least we're choshish for the Rambam, that all three parashios of Shema Doraisa.
Isn't there something that a creation you should only say the first two because there's no Zechariah and Yitzhak Mitzrayim at night? Can I make that up? I'm not going to make that.
There's no Zechariah and Yitzhak Mitzrayim at night.
If it's Choshish for the Rambam, then wouldn't we have to say all three parashiyot anyway? Because it's not even just about Zechariah and Yitzhak Mitzrayim, it's about that third parashiyot and parashiyot.
I mean, right, for the Rambam, you get the impression that all three parashios are parashios. That they're, again, the Zechariah and Yitzchak Mitzrayim that you think about, like the Haggadah Shel Pesach, right? That's what you're thinking of?
There's nothing connected to Shema that you don't have to say it at night.
Isn't that like Tisha B'Av?
So Tisha B'Av at night, what do you do? Tisha B'Av is interesting because I have a Shaila on the one hand, I'm not allowed to learn Torah. On the other hand, I have to say Shema. Right? So what? How much of Kriya Shema do you say? Right. So I think they tell you, Tisha B'Av at night, that you only say the first parasha. Now,
really?
I think that that's what they say, only the first parasha on Hamapil. Right? Now, there is a little bit...
But in the morning, you say all three?
Tisha B'Av morning, we say...
Yeah.
Huh?
But you still can't learn Torah before Chatzos.
Yeah, so we assume that's part of Seder Hayom.
Okay.
Again, the Issur of Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av at least is because of Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Leiv, that learning makes us happy, and anything that we do every day apparently doesn't make us as happy. So that's why part of Seder Hayom, right? You're allowed to say it. Right, you're right. Anochanami, the way we developed a whole shtickle Torah, that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of learning Torah, right? So it is somewhat problematic. But we also have Kriya Shema Torah in Tisha B'Av, no?
I guess so.
During Avelos, a person says Kriya Shema, right?
No, but also on Pesach,
aren't
you also supposed to say...
So Pesach is a different thing. Pesach is because it's a Leil Shimurim.
Right.
Much of Kriya Shema, the Gemara, the Beginning of Brachos tells us, is to be shomer us from mazikin. Not that I have any idea what these things are, but apparently there's some demons who are out to get us. And when I say Kriya Shema, that protects me from the mazikin, but Leil Shimurim, I don't need to be protected from mazikin. So therefore, I only say the minimal Kriya Shema without the additional psukim. Right? But I don't think that's out the Talmud Torah, or that's out how much of Shema's Dairaisa. It is a very... And this comes up also when men don't wear tefillin at Shacharis on Tisha B'Av. The men only put on their tefillin at Mincha. So a different minhagim about whether you say Kriya Shema when you put on your tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah writes, don't say Kriya Shema when you put on your tefillin at Tisha B'Av, because since it's an Isser of Talmud Torah, so therefore you're not allowed to say extra words of Kriya Shema. The standard minhag among Chasidim is that you do say Kriya Shema. Men do say Kriya Shema when they put on their tefillin at Mincha time. The cheshbon for that is probably the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud assumes that if you say Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's ki'ilu yimeyirei the sheker. But how much of Kriya Shema do you have to say when you're putting your tefillin? According to Yeshitas, it's not exactly clear. This whole sugya, to me, it's really interesting. Because we assume, halacha, obviously, that Kriya Shema is Dereisa, we never even entertain the idea that Kriya Shema is Derabanan. Tosfos seems to say it's Derabanan. I think that's all I have to say on this, sugya. Second. I think that's all I have to say on... So there's one other thing I wanted to say, which is like this. Many of the poskim say... You know, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa at Leil HaSeder to eat matzah. You eat a kezayis matzah, you're guilty. But you get the impression that every bit of matzah that you eat is also connected to the mitzvah, and you get more and more mitzvahs the more matzah you eat, no? The Lashon of the Rambam and the Lashon of the Mishnah is Misha achal kezayis yatzah. You get an impression that's like the bare minimum. It could be that Kriya Shema is the same type of thing. It could be that the bare minimum of Shema to be yotzei is, you say the first pasuk. But when I say all three parashios b'toras Kriya Shema, so they all integrate and they all become a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. In other words, what we were suggesting that there are different shitos. It could be that the different shitos are not so different. It could be that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Shema. How much is the bare minimum? Naniach pasuk rishon with Baruch Shem. But every additional bit of Kriya Shema that I say integrates to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and becomes a d'oraisa on its own, because it becomes part of the same mitzvah. That's already an interesting idea to think about, but I have nothing more to add to it. I just think it's interesting. Okay, Chevra. We should have a good evening. Emir Tashem. For Wednesday, I gave some makoros. Did any of you get to that Tosas HaRash and this Tosas on the top about Kol HaTorah Kulo B'chol Lashon? Okay, so I want people to do that, and I'm also going to try to speak about davening in Lashon Aramis. So we'll try to learn that next Gemara until the next two dots as well. And I hope to give out some makoros on that subject. Okay, Chaver, we should have a good evening.